Well, you're in for a treat this morning. We have students from Pittsburgh Music Academy here today. You are going to hear from two pianists and three violinists. And just to give you a little advance notice, they range in age from 5 to 14. And we're going to begin with somebody who's right in the middle. She goes to Streams Elementary School, is in third grade, and is 8. Her name is Leela Kulkarni. Was beautifully done. Come on over so we can say hello. It's so wonderful that you were able to get us started, and we're going to get our next player up and ready to go. And Leela, can you tell me the name of what you just played?
Christmas Day Secrets.
Very nice. And is there anybody you would like to say hello to since you're on the radio? Anybody that might be listening, who brought you here today?
My mom.
Well, I'm very happy about that. What do you like to do when you're not playing the piano? Do you have things you like to make or ways you like to spend your time?
I like to make slime a lot.
You do? How do you make slime?
You add some glue and then some borax. You mix it, and then you can add food coloring.
And what do you do with it once you make it?
Play with it.
Do you have anybody else in your family?
I have my dog, Andy, my sister, Veda, and my dad.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Do you know who is going to be playing next? Who's right over there? Well, we're going to get a chance to meet her and listen to her. It should be fun. And I think you're Allie, right? I thought so. And Allie Miller is coming up. She is from Markham Elementary School. She's in third grade and 8 years old. And are you ready to play? Here is Allie. Was beautifully done. And now Allie will come up to the yellow microphone and we'll get a chance to say hello to her and learn a bit more about her. Allie, what song did you just play?
Happy Farmer.
I liked that very much. And did I get the name of your school right? Where you go to school,
yes.
Markham? And you live in Mount Lebanon. How long have you played violin?
Around 2 years.
And what do you like about it?
Well, it's fun, and you can do something that your parents can't do.
I like that. So neither of your parents can play the violin. That's got to be one thing that makes it fun. What else makes it fun?
Well, you can do, like, recitals. and stuff.
Well, that's got to be nice. Have you done recitals before?
Yes.
Would you like to say hello to anybody in your family?
Yeah. My grandparents and my friends.
Great. Any friend? Well, all your friends, or do you want to mention any of their names?
My friend Ellie.
Ellie?
My friend Claire. My friends Claire.
Claire and Ellie.
Claire and Ellie.
Oh, you have two Claires.
Yeah.
Two Claires, one Ellie. And do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes.
What are their names?
My brother's name is Luke.
How old is he?
He's six.
Can he play the violin?
No.
So you can do something that nobody else in the house can, just you. That's pretty cool. Well, thank you for being with us. Now, our next player is coming up here is Avery Mills. Avery is from Wyland Elementary in the Hampton School District, and she lives in Allison Park. And Avery is 9 years old. Here she is. Liked the way that ended. We're going to have you switch places with Ellis, who is going to be playing next. And Ellis has a school named after him, the Ellis School. It's a girls' school, though, so it can't be the same Ellis. That sounded great. What was the name of it?
Witch's Dance.
Witch's Dance. And what do you like about playing the violin?
I like that it's fun and it's like let me join the school orchestra a couple of years early.
That's exciting. So, early?
Yeah.
So you're playing with older kids?
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty cool. Have you had a concert with the orchestra yet?
Mm-hmm. Every year they go around to all the schools in Hampton Township, and then they play a bunch of songs.
Well, how nice. Now, what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
And you're playing with an orchestra already. That's pretty cool. Would you like to say hello to anybody or acknowledge
mm-hmm.
anybody?
I'd like to say hello to my dad and my grandma and my brothers, if they're even listening to me with my dad. And I want to say hi to my best friend, Elise.
Elise. And what are your brothers' names?
Cameron and Julian.
I'm sure they're listening. Well, it's nice to meet you. Now we have Ellis, who's the youngest of our players today, and he is also going to be playing violin. He's five, and he goes to Adat Shalom Preschool and lives in Fox Chapel. Take it away, Ellis Clark. That was very nicely done. Ellis took a little bow after playing two, which was nice. Come on over here, Ellis, so we can say hello and learn a little bit more about you. And you can just get a little bit closer to this blue microphone here, and that will help me hear you. Here we go, Ellis. So what did you play?
Lightly Roll.
You sounded very good. Who else is in your family besides you?
My dog and mommy and daddy.
And what's your dog's name?
Ava.
Does Ava ever listen to you while you play violin?
Yeah.
Does she like it?
Mm-hmm.
Does she ever sing along?
No.
So how long have you played violin now? How have you been? When did you first learn to play?
When I was two.
You've been playing for 3 whole years.
Yeah.
You must really like it. What do you like about it?
They have to learn new songs.
Is it hard to learn new songs?
Yeah.
I'll bet. I would think it would be hard. Do you memorize them? Do you do memorize them after a while? Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you grow up? Something you'd like to do when you get older? Like a job?
Police officer?
How come? Get bad guys?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice career goal, I think. Well, it's nice to talk to you. And we're going to talk to our last person before she plays. She's the elder statesman of the group, so to speak. All of 14, making you the oldest in the studio except for me. But her name is Amanda McLean, and she goes to Carlinton High School in Carnegie. And Amanda, tell me a bit about yourself. You're in ninth grade?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you played piano?
I've been playing for about 7 years now.
Now, I always like to ask folks like you, you can remember when you started playing the piano.
Yes.
And now you know where you are. Was there a point, was it hard for you at the beginning?
It always is, because when you first start off, you just learn the basics. And if you then look at the older kids that you see in the school and you think, I always want to be like them. So I got to a point where I was trying to strive to be my very best, and now that I am older, I can look back and reflect on how much growth I've had.
That's a really great way of expressing that. And you can actually have more fun, right, playing. What kinds of music do you like to play? I know you'll be playing something specific this morning, but do you like classical, or piano can go in so many different directions.
Yes, I generally like the classical pieces, but the pieces I like the most are the ones where you can express yourself, because then you can, you're playing the music, but you can play it the way you want it and express the way you want the feelings to come out.
Have you ever tried to write anything or create your own composition?
No, I like it better when I play other people's compositions.
Yeah, you can kind of, it gives you some constraints that you can work within when they do it. Do you know what you might like to be when you get older?
Right now, I'm thinking between either an engineer or an accountant.
Excellent. Those are both very exacting professions, so that makes sense. Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
I'd like to say hi to my dad and my sister.
What's your sister's name?
Her name's Abigail. She's also my twin sister.
Abigail and Amanda. Do you two still look alike? Is she here anywhere?
Yep, she is. We look somewhat alike, but
yeah,
we have very different
bit.
Personalities.
Isn't that probably a nice a nice thing. I've always wondered what it would be like to be a twin. And I'll just, as you're listening, and if you're wondering, they're not dressed alike today. One is in blue. Abigail's in blue, and Amanda's in red. What are you going to play?
Oh, it's called Gavotte by Bach. It's specifically BWV 822. You have to be specific, because in music there's a lot of gavottes.
Okay, well, we'll let you step up to the piano and get ready while I thank Becky Keeley and also Mara McNonia for their help today from Pittsburgh Music Academy, which is where all of our students are from. Thank you to all of you for playing this morning. Your performance will be up online at neighborhoodvoices.org and will also be featured on Youth Express in addition to today's Saturday Light Brigade. Here is Amanda McLean. Thank you. beautifully done. Thank you to Amanda McLean and Leela Kulkarni and Allie Miller and Ellis Clark and Avery Mills.